I remember Joseph. Many who knew the prophet Joseph Smith wrote of their experiences with him. Here are some of those accounts accompany artwork featuring the prophet. Some accounts were written near the time of the event depicted in the art, and others long after, but they all give insight into his life as a man and as a prophet of God. Jesse N. Smith, the prophet's cousin, said, "Joseph Smith was incomparably the most godlike man I ever saw. I know that by nature he was incapable of lying and deceitfulness, possessing the greatest kindness and nobility of character. I felt when in his presence that he could read me through and through. I know he was all that he claimed to be." Joseph Smith by William Whitaker. Deseret Morning News may not be copied. My Servant Joseph by Liz Lemon Swindle, Foundation Arts, may not be copied. Emmeline Blanche Wells wrote, "In the prophet Joseph Smith, I believed I recognized the great spiritual power that brought joy and comfort to the saints. The power of God rested upon him to such a degree that on many occasions he seemed transfigured. The glory of his countenance was beyond description." Joseph in the Grove by A.D. Shaw, courtesy of Museum of Church History and Art. A grove of trees often became the setting for the prophet to speak to the Latter-day Saints. Amasa Potter recalled, "I remember the prophet arising to preach to a large congregation in the grove west of the temple in Nauvoo. Joseph stated that every Latter-day Saint had a spiritual gift, and by living a righteous life and asking for it, the Holy Spirit would reveal it to him or her." Joseph Smith Rebuking the Guards in Richmond Jail by Sam Lawlor. Parley P. Pratt wrote of the time the prophet Joseph Smith and others were held as prisoners in the jail in Richmond, Missouri. They had listened for hours to the dreadful blasphemies and filthy language of the guards. On a sudden, Joseph arose to his feet and spoke in a voice of thunder, or as the roaring lion, uttering as near as I can recollect the following words, "Silence! In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke you and command you to be still." The quailing guards begged his pardon and remained quiet. Flowers for a Lady by Liz Lemon Swindle, Foundation Arts, may not be copied. Mercy R. Thompson wrote of the prophet, "When riding with him and his wife Emma in their carriage, I have known him to alight and gather prairie flowers for my little girl." Brothers by Liz Lemon Swindle, Foundation Arts, may not be copied. This painting depicts Hiram and Joseph Smith pulling sticks. Mosiah L. Hancock wrote, "Brother Joseph offered to pull sticks with anyone, and he pulled them all up one at a time." Joseph Mustering the Nauvoo Legion by C.C.A. Christensen, courtesy of Brigham Young University Museum of Art. Eunice Billings Snow wrote, "I saw the Nauvoo Legion on parade with the prophet with his wife Emma Hale Smith on horseback at the head of the troops. He so fair and she so dark in their beautiful riding habits. He in full military suit and she with her habit trimmed with gold buttons. His favorite riding horse was named Charlie, a big black steed." Joseph Smith Ordaining Parley P. Pratt as an Apostle by Walter Rain. Copyright 2002 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated. Parley P. Pratt recalled, "On the 21st day of February, 1835, I took the oath and covenant of apostleship and was solemnly set apart and ordained to that office and as a member of that quorum under the hands of Joseph Smith, Oliver Cowdery, and David Whitmer." The prophet reined his horse. Just One Last Look at Fair Nauvoo by Harold Hopkinson may not be copied. Lucy Walker Kimball wrote, "He well knew that he must sacrifice his life for the principles God had revealed through him. I have often heard him say he expected to seal his testimony with his blood." End of the article, I Remember Joseph.